right, we're back. Top of the hour. Got another hour to go. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with you with my special guest. Now, Terry's got about 4 or 5 minutes left. He's going to leave us after the next break. And I want to tell you before he leaves, you want to make sure and tune into his show. It's on Sunday nights at 11 p.m. Central. It's the Terry Anderson Show. And if you want to continue with this escapade and the venting, you definitely want to tune in. And also, I want to get, I want you to give out your time on KRLA on 870 a.m. for those in southern Los Angeles.
Same time, same show. It's 9 o'clock Pacific.
Okay, great. All right, let's go back to is Mike still there, or did he leave us? He's gone? Okay. Well, you know,
the new Border Patrol motto is to protect and serve time.
To protect and serve time.
Yeah, that's the new Border Patrol motto.
What on earth does that mean, Terry?
It means that to protect people, and then they have to serve time for it.
Are you serious?
I mean, it's kind of tongue in cheek. Gary Brugman from El Paso told me that when he just did 2 years for an incident. He was a Border Patrol agent, and he did 2 years.
Brugman?
Brugman, B-R-U-G-M-A-N.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can get him on. But I'll tell you, you know, there's so many issues that we can cover here. On the subject of this virtual fence for a moment, though, and again, you know, my naivety coming out, yes, that fence would do nothing more than tip off Border Patrol agents, if you will, that somebody's coming over the border. It's not going to electrify, or it's not going to do, you know, it's not going to stop them, right?
Right.
Well, now, do you know anything about the fence that was being built by the citizens, the Minutemen, and what's happening with that at this point, Terry?
I don't know anything about that. I hear they're making some slow progress, but it's not much of a fence, and I don't want to knock their efforts, you know.
I'm not knocking their efforts, and I commend them for it. The only thing is that I haven't heard much about it lately. But on this virtual fence thing, yes, it makes sense to me whatsoever that they would build a virtual fence. Unless, of course, they're holding the same guidelines as, yes, it's a virtual fence, tip off the Border Patrol, but don't let them do anything because we're going to arrest them too. You know, it just, the whole thing just, it's, you know, it's white is black, up is down, war is peace. You know, it's the
game. We live in troubled times, Mike. And let me tell you something. They've changed the language, and the illegal alien is now an undocumented entrant, and a thousand other different terminologies, and we're all bigots for asking. What do we all ask? What do you and I discuss for the last hour? Let me see. Are we trying to put people in concentration camps? Are we trying to strip people of their basic human rights? Are we trying to go against the Bible? No. What are we asking? To enforce the laws already on the books and nothing more. For us to just ask that one thing of our government, just enforce the laws that they wrote, is now got us looking like we are some kind of hate mongers, and we're not. And it angers me that people would even call us names for wanting the laws to be enforced. But we've turned it around. Like you said, up is down, down is up now.
Yeah, it leads an intelligent person to believe, Terry, that the government that is enforcing this is no longer our government.
Yep, That's right. Well, I love my country, but I hate my government.
Oh, hey, I'm right with you, partner. We got about 1 minute left in this segment. We've got Gary from Tennessee on the line. Quick comment for Terry before he leaves us, Gary.
Well, it's not going to be real quick, but I will make a comment.
Well, I'll tell you what, Terry's got to leave us. I'll hold you over the break, but Terry won't be with us when we get back, so go ahead.
That's all right. They're killing off the warrior class, a la depleted uranium, vaccinations. Kennedy signed a bill to disarm America. All of our troops are out of the country, leaving us fully vulnerable to invasion, the open borders issue. It's going to go to a civil war. It's going to go to the streets. We're going to try to take the gun before they do that. And it's going to be a mess. You better get ready.
It's a valid point, Terry.
Absolutely, he's right on the money.
I think so.
But before it gets better, it's up to us.
Yeah,
I don't endorse or want any kind of civil war here, but I do predict it.
Sad state of affairs, I tell you. All right,
we'll go.
Gary, thanks for thoughts. I appreciate it. We'll be back after the break in 3 minutes. Terry, thank you again for coming on, buddy.
Mike, it was a pleasure. I'm sorry I got to go. I had a prior commitment.
Not a problem, partner.
All right, buddy, you take care.
Listen to his show, 11 o'clock Central on Republic Broadcasting. Great guy, folks. Michael Herzog, American Awakening 3.
PersonAlarms.com has all your defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. Truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microtechnology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm where intruder comes within 5 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a live, angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the king becomes. You can find guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voyagers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-12. Come visit personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the solar power generator. Use coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken's the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows, Silver Dollar City, is added perfectly by the many attractions located in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-257-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. My guest in the last hour was Terry Anderson. He's gone now, but his presence and his energy and his passion still lingers. And I'll tell you what, folks, you know, it's times like these when you hear all this stuff and you kind of combine it into 1 hour, it makes you want to say, I'm mad as hell and don't want to take it anymore. I'm going to get into another issue here shortly, but before I do, John in Tennessee, I want to open the phone lines up at 800-313-443. Feel free to call in. Questions, comments, anything you want. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, you're on with Michael.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
What's going
on? I was in northern Alabama this morning, picked up a radio station out of Birmingham. I was wondering if you were aware that they've arrested six of a group calling themselves the Alabama Freemen.
Now, I've heard the name Alabama Freemen. I don't know who they are. I haven't heard that news. What was it about? John.
Well, apparently they're going to hold them on weapon charges. Now, bear in mind this is a mainstream media, so we don't know how much truth is behind the reports. But they're saying over 120 some hand grenades, rocket launchers, automatic weapons, enough ammo to fill a U-Haul. They're making it like something that I don't necessarily know how much truth is behind it.
Well, you know, John, I'm right on the same page with you because I don't know anymore how much truth, if any, there is in anything I see on mainstream media. Now, I'm not going to say I'm certain that they did arrest six members of something or six guys, okay? But, you know, it's like having a gun collection. You know, if you have a gun collection of two or three guns and, you know, you're one of the good old, and you step in line and do everything you're supposed to do, that's fine. But if they arrest you for something, your two or three gun collection is now a cache of weapons. So, you know, when they're telling you they arrested six Alabama Freemen, you know, and they've got all these grenades and so forth, they always blow through proportion. I don't know who these people are. Are they some sort of militia group, do you know?
Well, I believe that they're claiming to be a militia of free men. I'm not positive.
Okay.
One thing, Michael, that I am certain of that there's some things going through Congress right now. There's R-1529 that...
Right, hate crimes
that,
bill.
Mm-hmm. That Reverend Pike has been talking about. You know, what's really strange, Michael, is Lou Dobbs, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and on the list goes, are quiet. When it's coming to the point where you or I, if we're to mention a little three-letter word called sin, causes someone to be uncomfortable, as fun as it seems, we could wind up in prison.
You know, it's funny you brought that up, John, because I thought about that earlier today. This hate crimes bill, and, you know, I've got to give accolades to Ted Pike because this guy's a trooper. Okay,
he's been ahead of time.
Right. He has been fighting these bills since 1998, and he has been educating us, and we've been getting on the stick, been calling Congress, and we've been getting it kicked out every year. And the ADL is behind this. You know, there's a subsidiary of B'nai B'rith. But the thing is, in the mainstream media, I have heard nothing about
absolutely
this. Right. And what they're trying to do, Don, and I know you know this, they're trying to sneak this through under the covers so nobody knows anything about it. And that's what I mentioned earlier today. You know, guys like I and the rest of us out there, these patriots, we know what's going on. And some of us are standing out. Some of us aren't doing what we should be doing. But it's because of us. It's because we stand up. It's because you get on the phone and you call your congressman. Okay? Because you get out there and you protest and you get out there and you get in their face. That's why some of this has not gotten pushed. And if it weren't for us, okay, we'd be living a lot when we are. But it's not over. Okay? They're hissed now with this... Codex Alimenti again, the control of the vitamins and supplements, which I'm going to get into. But back to what you were talking about, John, you know, you're dead. If it weren't for us and it weren't for the fact that we're getting up and we're getting on the phone and calling our congressmen, our senators about this hate crimes bill, and by the way, it's going to be voted on next Thursday, okay? So I mean to tell you, you want to light up those phone lines, folks, because if you don't, it's going to get real serious.
And not only that, Michael, but they better people that aren't in the so-called patriot community, they better wake people up. Let Pastor know what's going on. He may be busy trying, you know, to prepare a sermon or help the old folks around. He may not even know about it.
Hello? Hello? Okay. Did I lose John? I lost John. John, evidently, if you want to... It's the phone went dead? Okay. I have some technical difficulty. But anyway, John, if you're still out there and still listening, feel free to call back in and I'll take your call. I want to keep the phones open. It's 800-339-4443. You can call in, question, or comment you like. But I want to continue on this subject because very important. John was making an extremely good point here. And it's not just calling the congressman senators, folks, but you know, John Statler, I was listening to his show because when I'm not on the air, I am a listener just like you folks are. And John was making a point, and I thought it was a brilliant idea. He's back. Oh, I'll put him. Let's go to John right now. John, you're back.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Michael. You know, cell phones are great when they work.
I think it was on our end this time. I don't think it was your cell phone, John. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, it would not surprise me. I'm telling you, Mike, when the preacher gets hauled off in handcuffs, you know, the Bible tells us, and I believe the Bible, the time's coming when Christians you're either going to stand up for your faith or you're going to compromise. You're either going to stand up or you're going to lie down. If you don't lie down, they're going to take you down.
Well,
so you better get real about it.
Well, John, you know, most of these preachers are being controlled under this 501c3, and I believe that they're teaching or they're promoting this Romans, is it Romans 13, where you're supposed to obey the government? I mean, they're spinning that scripture.
I've talked to pastors and preachers of a lot of denominations that say, well, render unto Caesar. And I tell them, well, you know, that's fine, except for one thing. The government doesn't control us. We're supposed to control our government. And I don't know, and it's overwhelming to me. I called into radio station again today, and it was wacko, you know. Next guy that called in, well, he needs to be Art Bell. Well, thank God that like I said before, man, I'm nothing special. I know that our time to do something in this nation is very far spent. I just woke up the last 2 years. I'm sorry that I didn't get it sooner, folks.
Yeah, John, you and I are on the same page. So did I. Okay.
But I've got it now. And with God's grace and God's help, I'm not closing my mouth. Someone close it for me. You know, these guys down in Alabama, this radio station in Birmingham, and it's a good station. These guys were having field day because guys were named Bubba, and Bo and Ricky Bob, you know, the typical stereotypical names. They were having a field day.
Uh-huh.
But we know what happened at Ruby Ridge, guys. We know what happened at Waco. We know what happened at other places. Do you believe that they're going to come to you with the truth when they go about to try and put a stop to someone that may really be a patriot deep down in their heart? They're trying to stand the gap for you and me and those that are even asleep, don't have a clue. They're trying to stand up. And the government, I was coming to the point, it's like a snowball going down. Every time it rotates, it gains momentum and size. And they're going to roll the nation and spit it out if somebody doesn't do something.
And what we do as patriots, John, is we plant seeds. That's the job of all you patriots up there in the audience. You plant seeds. You come over to RBN. Let us to them. Okay, you can't take all this information. I had Terry Ann on here today, and we were all aboard with a whole mess of different issues. And I did that deliberately because I got a couple of friends over in the Los Angeles area that I really want to get a good understanding of what's going on. But no, you can't do that. You have to plant a seed. You have to just give them little snips. It's like feeding them baby pablum.
Absolutely. You'll choke them. That's one of my shortcomings. I tend to choke people. I give them a hunk of meat, really, on milk.
And John, it's hard not to do. And because I know where you're coming from, buddy. Hard not to do that. But you have to kind of contain yourself and give them enough information. And this is why I send out this freedom messism. I just say, have a look at this, okay? I don't say anything else. Let them sit down and look at it and use the media against them. You know how they watch TV and they go into this almost a subliminal state with these, whatever you call them, that come over the TV set. It numbs them down into their subconscious. Well, when they're watching a DVD like that, that's what it does. And the main reason for freedom to fascism is twofold. First of all, it's going to allow them to realize that, number one, their government is lying to them about an issue that affects almost all Americans, and that's taxes. The second gives them the idea that if they ever go in jury duty, they can vote not guilty on the next case. But once they realize that the government is lying to that, it opens them up to a point where they say, well, wait a minute, if they're lying about that, maybe they're lying to us about other things. That's when they become objective, you see. Because, you know, with all due respect, John, because I've done this many times. I've been slam dunked with these people. Because if you try to hit them with a big piece of meat, within 5 minutes, their eyes are just glazed over and you lose them.
Well, see, this guy called. I called one of the stations in Birmingham this morning. And he was talking about, I forget what it was, but it was to the point. And I said, well, you know, if I know that I've been lied to about World War II and how we got into it, it's documentation because of the Freedom of Information Act. You know, and I went through the whole litany, and he says, well, how did Kennedy die? I said, well, you know, I'm reading all I can. I'm reading all I can, but I can only read so much. I haven't got there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was like he didn't hang up on me because I was polite, and I think I was making sense. I wasn't coming over as a kook. But, Michael, what we've got to know in our country, if you want, you know, there's so much in the Bible, Michael, and there's just in our everyday language that if we will listen to find the words that we're hearing ahead, before we process them, it'll do a lot. You know, the Bible tells us that it'll make us free. But to find the truth, you've got to look for it.
All right. Listen, great thoughts, John. I hope you're calling me back. I've got to run. I've got a break coming up, and I've got callers on the line. We'll break. This is Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Back, I'll go to Mark in Alabama and Clinton in Wisconsin. With me, it's getting good.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers look at you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase an important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and really disappear from those looking to cause you. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-436-2222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you $1,000.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 25 and HRA plan. Use your insurance agent and the documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, dots, plural, dot com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. Read some of the articles and ended up buying this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect night. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
We're back. This is Michael Herzog, the American Way, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here. Got a couple callers I'm going to go to. Let's go to Alabama first. Go on. You're on with Mike. Mark.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm wound up. How are you, buddy?
Oh, well, this deal with the local militia getting arrested, it's a huge militia of six guys or six federal agents, whoever they are. I just thought I'd call in and let you know that I believe that it had the effect in this local area. The local news out of Huntsville, that's all the local news in the whole northern Alabama area really played it up. I had a fella come over this morning to discuss contracting issues around my house. One of his questions was, what do you think of the militia thing? I was kind of taken aback. It was, just a blue. He just asked me, so what do you think about that militia thing? This is a contractor. And I'm thinking, well, I suppose that the ATF managed to justify their budget for another year. But other than that, at least they didn't set anybody on fire.
It's another hug in the wheel. It's that, the VTech massacre, and it's the Nassau standoff, and it's the hate crimes bill that's coming up for a vote next week.
Right.
And we gotta propagandize it and get it all in their minds so they go along with it.
Exactly.
That is, buddy.
It's propaganda placement. The thing that I wanted to discuss with you or to bring to the listeners' attention is that American Freedom to Fascism is available through Blockbuster, and if you buy that film, or if you buy the DVD, and don't bring a copy into Blockbuster, but bring an original in the box, opened, bring it into Blockbuster, and they'll put it on the shelf. They'll even give you credit for it.
Seriously?
Oh, absolutely. I did it right here in Gunnersville, Alabama.
Well, there you go, folks. Okay, go on out to your local Blockbuster video and start sticking it in the stores. That's the way to get it out.
Blockbuster does a mail thing like Netflix, and you can get it through Blockbuster's mail as well.
Outstanding. So, great point. There you go. Go ahead.
Incidentally, I did make those phone calls. I used the toll-free number and talked to both of my senators and my local representative, Adderholt, Sessions, and Shelby. All of their offices about the hate crime and upcoming anti-gun legislation.
There's your example, patriots. There, do exactly what Mark's doing. We don't have much time. It comes up Thursday. Okay, Mark. Listen, great points. I appreciate that. I gotta let you go. Got other calls. Have you got something else, real quick?
No. Great show, Michael. God bless you and John and Sandra and everybody there at RBN.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Clinton, Wisconsin. Clinton, you're on with Michael.
Hello.
this is my first call to you. You may not understand me because I'm a contrarian. It's been where it's going on since the 1970s.
Okay.
When I was in the Marine Corps and then went to prison for years. And I got declarative statements to make because I went to a 911 truth event here in Milwaukee just this week. And my patriotic comrades threatened to have me arrested because I stopped and said I will not agree with anybody that continues to tell me to write my congressman. And
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Wait a minute, Clinton. Write your congressman about what, buddy?
Let me tell you why, all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one, I got some other... I want to cover a lot of ground here if I can. I know you're probably hurry, but...
Well, I'm not necessarily in a hurry. I do have callers and
okay,
news to cover,
well,
but I'll get some time.
Because there's both Terry Anderson, who I listen to on Sunday nights, but he's a big hypocrite, and Pastor Ted Pike, in my opinion, is... I can't be for sure, but I think he's... with the government, because on the one hand, he's so much seemingly good work, and on the other hand, he leads people right into the pits of hell, just like a government agent would. Anybody that's awake knows that these congressmen have millions of dollars at their disposal. They've got literally dozens, if not hundreds, of people scouring the information network. They bring everything to them. They know exactly what's going on. They're all criminals, all right? Calling them is a big farce and fallacy. This Congress is an organization of criminals, and it's the last thing to do that Pike does is he keeps Pike's job is to keep embroiled and enrolled. One female lawyer says they keep you busy and broke, and if you can move past and become aware that that's their ploy, that they'll turn you into a criminal or a crazy person.
Well, I disagree with you.
I know you do, because that's...
Excuse me. Turn him down.
Go ahead.
All right. You had the floor. Now give me the floor for a minute, okay? The reason I agree with calling the congressman and basing him is because these are all the same Clinton want to keep their jobs. And if they think they're going to get voted out of office next time, all right, and they know they're getting lambasted with calls and they know that they're not going to get reelected, they're going to pay attention. Okay. Now I'm going to turn you back up and I'm going to let you have the floor again. Okay. Now you can disagree if you wish to, and we all have our opinions, and I'm not upset with you about that, but please don't try to talk over me when it's my turn, Clinton. Okay.
Yeah, am I on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I apologize. That's I didn't hear you.
Oh.
But that happens with people. But okay, I understand.
Wait a minute. I'm going to hold you over, Clinton. We got to go to a break. All right, but you stay on the line. I'll let you come back. Okay. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We've got Clinton from Wisconsin on the line, who's got some disagreement. I'm going to let him air them. All right, stick with me. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, RepublicBroadcasting.org. Everybody venting today. It's Friday.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and is afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $5 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and as a networking tool for like individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of a podcast in either standard or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $12. To order, write Republic Casting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock,
Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, 1-800-724-2017.
And on the web at rbnlife.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true, gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for foreseeable future. Look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to attain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 800-691-6998. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you from Round Rock, Texas. And Clinton's not making nice, and he's not backing down, and he's got some grievances, which I'm going to air. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm here, Michael.
All right, let's go. Continue with your last point. Go ahead. Or I wanted to ask you, you had gone to a 9/11 truth conference. Where was it? In Milwaukee?
Yeah, it was Wednesday night.
Okay. And what happened there exactly?
Well, after a couple of 2.5 hours or so of sitting through presentations, another guy got up and started telling everybody to call the congressman.
Okay.
And,
I'm sorry. What was the call their congressman about, Clinton?
Well, the ridiculous postulation that we have to help the congressman become informed that 911 was an inside job.
Like they don't know, though. Okay.
This is where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I know. I'm letting you talk. Go ahead.
Ted Plum is an idiot. He's a disinformation expert. I'm trying to help people understand it in my best ability possible. I've been in so many different lifestyles. I've seen damn near every rule and game in the book. All right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a sham from giddy up. All right? The only issue that matters, and this is the important word, these politicians are trained in what's called issues-oriented politics. The only issue in America that is of worth our time is the Constitution and the rule of law.
Okay, now, let me respond, okay? I want to ask you, Clinton, if in your words, Ted Pike is an idiot, then and what he's doing is he's trying to get all of us patriots to call our congressmen and senators to say don't vote for the hate crime bill. In your mind, what is your solution?
My solution is not that we should reject our fine system and the participatory government that's been established, but that we should focus on the real priorities. When we know that there's a rat in the house, we got to get out the rat eradicator, not go call the rat and beg him to leave us alone. And that's what Ted's job is, to beg the rat, all right? You could talk about all the dialectic and all this other stuff, and that's exactly what it is, of course. But the point is, what Mr. Pike should be doing, if he was really an honorable man who really loved his God and his country, is A, he would reject his so-called phony $40 reverend government license to be a preacher. I don't need no permission from no stinking government agent to say I love and respect Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And number two, he wouldn't be leading so many people.
Okay, let me ask
you. The enemy.
All right, Clinton, let me ask you this. Who is the rat eradicator?
The rat eradicator is the people who are really blessed with the spirit of insight and the knowledge of what's really going on today. The people themselves have the power in this country, and the people are not using it.
Well, and that's
they're being misled. They're abdicating their responsibilities to people like Ted Pike, who is going to go out and do all the work for us. And they come and lead us right back to where they want us, right back to the fire.
Okay, Clinton, you're aware there is a hate crimes bill that's going to be voted on next Thursday,
right?
Oh,
sure.
Right, okay,
and there's been a bill before it, Michael, and a bill before it. Every one of them is dangerous.
Right, I understand that. But what my point is this, Clinton, is that Ted Pike has been leading the charge against this hate crime legislation since 1998. And to this point, it hasn't been passed. Okay, so if you're saying Ted Pike is an idiot or Ted Pike's a traitor, whatever it is that you're saying he is, you know, I, with all due respect to you, sir, I really don't get it. You're saying, well, we shouldn't call our congressmen and senators. What else have we got?
What we've got is the people, and what we've got is the Holy Scriptures. And Ted Pike calls himself a reverend, but he's not a reverend. He doesn't even respect the Word of God. The Word of God says to come out and not have nothing to do with these filthy rats. Furthermore, it tells us to pay them back. Double.
Okay.
Now, are you going to call yourself a Christian, sir? Are you going to...
Am I going to call myself a Christian?
Yeah, no, Ted Pike calls himself a Christian.
Uh-huh.
He's a phony, man. I'm trying to tell you, I have seen so many scams in my life in crime that I can't begin to even help you people understand how I see these things. And other people I know agree with me. We can see a scam coming from a mile away.
Well,
after you've been suckered and played so many times and involved with these, the police and the authorities and all the players out there for 10, 20, 30 years in your life, trust me, Michael, I know a rat when I see it.
Okay, let me...
And all I'm saying, now, one more comment, please. I don't have any disagreement with the work that he's been doing. All I'm saying is then he uses all of that seemingly good work to do what? To lead us right back to the pits of hell.
Okay, now it's my turn.
Okay.
All
sure.
Right. Now, on the subject of, you say, well, you people, and you're saying, well, if you've been in involvement, you could see a scam a mile away, and you've been involved with the police, blah, 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 blah. Let me enlighten you on something, Clinton. You know, I'm not naive when it comes to that. I've been involved with it through my lifetime quite, you know, not frequently, but I've been there. I've done that. Okay, and I agree with you there. Okay, there's some serious, serious corruption going on there. I know that. All right, but my point to you is, what else have we got? If Ted Pike is standing up to the plate and he's saying, call your congressman, call your senator, I'm missing your point because that's all we've got short of, you know, you can't grab a Bible and go up there and point a finger and point and talk a scripture. You've got to call your congressman and lambaste him. Other than that, you got to grab an AK-47 or something, you know?
No, we don't.
All right, what do you do?
I just finished trying to tell you, we follow the rule and the law of God, and God gives us instructions. Mahatma Gandhi showed us the way, too. We have to quit. We have to be strong enough to say, I'm not going to have anything to do with them, number one. Number two, we have to be strong enough to not call them to ask them not to support this bill, but call them and tell them, you're a criminal, you're not following the law. We're going to do everything we can to put you in jail and hang you.
Okay.
That's the objective. There's only one issue in this country. That's the Constitution and the rule of law.
I get you.
Everybody that violates that is an enemy of the state.
All right. I get you. And I've given you 15 minutes, Clinton, and I agree with you. Okay. Dennis Kucinich has put forth legislation to impeach Vice President Cheney. I think it's a step in the right direction. I've got to let you go, buddy. Good call. Some good points. I don't necessarily agree with you on the fact that Ted Pike is an idiot or that Terry Anderson's a hypocrite. I didn't get into that with you because I didn't have time. But another call, another day. Let's go to Arthur in Connecticut. Arthur, you're on with Michael. Hello.
Greetings, Michael, in the Lord's Christ.
Yes, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. You out of breath after Clinton?
I didn't get a chance to say much.
Well, you might not like my call. I think you handled yourself like a perfect gentleman, and I think Clinton did too. And for the record, I have to say, and it makes me very sad, that I agree completely with Clinton,
uh-huh.
and I would hope to hear it out of his mouth. He didn't say it. What we need to do is focus on the county and state level.
Okay.
It says Jackie Patru used to say at sweetliberty.org, and frequently, they're completely bought and paid for at the federal level. It is a disgrace. They're criminals. As for Ted Pike, he's not an idiot, Clinton. Ted Pike is a snake. Now, I have never held it against anybody having been born a Jew, but I'm always suspicious of the one who will not admit to being a Jew. And Ted Pike was born a Jew. He's also not a pastor. He is a reverend. He is a disinformation specialist. He's there to run out the clock and waste people's time. I agree totally with Clinton. I've heard him call many times before. He is absolutely right. The people have the power. This gloom and doom terror video nonsense that's being promulgated all over the place all the time is about destroying hope. And that's a standard Jesuit technique, as well as their subservient nations who seem content to roll over on their back, expose their bellies, and urinate all over themselves to please these creatures.
Okay, now I give you time. Now it's my turn. All right, let me respond. All right,
yes.
do you have documentation that Ted Pike is Jewish?
No, I do not have documentation.
Okay, so then when you make the allegation that he...
I'm speaking truth. It's not an allegation.
Well, wait a minute. You're speaking...
Yes.
You know, anybody can say anything and say, well, I'm speaking the truth, but I'm asking you if you have any documentation to back up your allegation.
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. That's fine. And the second thing you made, you made a point about Ted Pike. I believe you said he was wasting time or leading us down a path, something of that nature, correct?
Mm-hmm. That
okay.
is correct.
And so... how do you come to that conclusion based upon the amount of time that Ted has been giving on these shows, pleading with people to call their senator and congressman? Are you saying that that particular thing is a waste of time?
Absolutely.
It is.
I've heard him for years. He's been around for years.
Well, and so you can't, you sir, don't give him any credit. He's been doing this since 1998, and to this mm-hmm. point in the United States of America, the hate crimes legislation hasn't been passed. So you don't give him any credit for that, correct?
No, I do not.
Okay, and why is that then? Why? How could you not give him any credit when this guy has been pushing the envelope, making sure that, or you know, doing everything he can do not to pass it? I really don't understand.
Because it's not the time to pass it. It may be time now, but up to now, it has not been time to pass it.
Uh huh.
These things are planned out way ahead of time and scheduled, and they're always floating trial balloons to test the resistance level of the people.
So what? So let me get this straight. What you're saying is what Ted Pike is doing is basically a weather balloon to test the resistance?
That's part of it, absolutely. Run out the clock, waste resources, waste people's time. Clinton just explained it. That's why I prefaced my remarks by saying I agree completely with what he said. I wanted to make sure that I heard all he said,
mm-hmm.
and that he wasn't telling anybody to reach for a gun or anything.
No. I gave him all the time I could give him.
You did a very fair work. That's
yeah.
a nice work. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Arthur. Anything else you want to add? Anything else you want
to
add?
No.
Okay.
Good to be with you.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks a lot, bud. All right. Well, that's interesting. I'll say that. I don't necessarily agree. I mean, I've interviewed Ted Pike on my show, and I know his work. I've been down. I've seen his videos, and I've watched what he's done. As far as you know, the allegation that he's Jewish, I've never seen anything to support that. But then you know, as again, if you have documentation to support that, fine. But you know, even with that, even if he were, you know, from my standpoint, it doesn't make any difference to me whether you're black, white, red, or yellow, Jewish, Hindu. I don't care what you are. If you want a constitutional republic, and that is your passion, and that is your goal, and that is your desire in your heart, I'd be in a foxhole with you any day of the week. So, you know, I don't know. Some of this stuff just kind of, maybe it goes over my head. I don't know. Anyway, at any rate, to me... and again, this is my opinion, and Art and Clinton, we're all entitled to our opinion. My opinion is that this hate crime bill is going to be voted on next Thursday, and I don't think it's a waste of time to be calling our congressmen and senators and telling them not to vote for it. It's the only thing I can see. Maybe we're grasping at straws here, but it's the only thing I can see. If I had a job that I knew was dependent upon my precinct or my, you know, my voters keeping me in there by voting me in, and I was voting against what I knew that they wanted, and I knew I wouldn't have a job if I did that, I certainly wouldn't vote for it. I mean, I'm just looking at this logically. Does that make any sense to you? I'm really not sure. But at any rate, I wanted to get into this... wow, this latest thing that they're throwing at us here with the control of vitamins and supplements. I got another call. Let's go to Mona in California. Mona, you're on with Michael.
Hi, Michael. I wanted to support Ted Pike based on the fruits of his work. I'm a staunch anti-Semite. I've got the website Nuke Israel Now.
Nuke Israel Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And whatever Ted Pike is, he has gotten me on the telephone for the first time in years, having enough faith and energy to confront these senators. I've called all the Republicans, half the Democrats, half the California reps, and we only have 2.5 days. Today is just about finished. We need to start calling at when the Washington offices open up. In fact, Ted himself said we should be calling during the weekend. This is no time to stop.
Right. They're going to vote on this next Thursday. So.
Let me see what I got on my calendar. Next Thursday, right.
Right.
We only have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and today. That's a very short time, so we've just got to get on the bandwagon.
Oh, I agree with you, Mona, and I've been putting that statement out to people for the last few days. These two callers, Art and Clinton, that called in, they vehemently disagree, and they're making allegations that, you know, as I tried to nail them down, are unsubstantiated. On my program, as you probably just listened, I let people air their views.
But whether or not Ted is a Jew, which I don't know or care, he's proven himself with his performance.
And I agree with you. And that's the argument that I was raising with Clinton and with Art, is that I've gone down the path and done the research on Ted Pike, and he's been an advocate against this hate crimes legislation dating back all the way to 1998.
He's the ringleader. We've got
right.
to. We've got to work for him. We've got to work toward it.
And Clinton was remarking that, you know, he's just, you know, it's not doing any good. We've got to go after the eradicators, yada, yada, yada. Well, you know what? I mean, this is the way this system works, whether we like it or whether we don't like it. And, you know, you can't really, you know, call your congressman up with biblical scriptures and say, well, you can't do this because, you know, Revelations 9:13 says not or whatever. You can't do that. Okay, you've got to follow protocol.
And the guy that quoted Gandhi would be the first one to tell his people to communicate in a polite manner with the leaders.
Right, and I am of the firm belief, and if you agree, I hope you agree with me, that if we lambaste these people, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, if we lambaste these people with telephone calls over the next few days, okay, and we let them know that they're not going to be in office if they vote for this bill, I believe it's going to have an effect. It's had an effect up to this point.
It's been so exciting to make the phone calls, and because I'm totally almost hopeless about this, and yet we win. We won last time,
right? And it's, but you know, the ADL keeps introducing it again. And look at, you know, I just brought this up a few, maybe it was one of the callers that brought this to my mind. But isn't it funny how this hate bill, the only people that really know about this bill are the patriots, the ones that listen to alternative radio, the ones that know about Ted Pike. They certainly aren't mentioning it on mainstream television. Okay, they're trying to sneak this through under the covers so nobody knows it.
But every little Jew is calling because the ADL is telling them to. They're all on their phones calling in favor of it.
Really?
Oh, I'm sure they are. I know how organized they are. I could tell you stories about the Jews in Glendale.
Glendale, Arizona?
California. Oh, They turned me into the ADL because I gave a speech on the USS Liberty, which is deemed as hate speech. And I've got a letter to prove it, a letter from the ADL to Toastmaster telling him to kick me out.
Really?
Yeah, these guys are organized. So don't think that we're not up against an enemy here. We need to call and call and call.
Well, now, tell me, do you make a distinction between...
No, I do not.
You don't make a distinction?
No, I do not. I'm sick of slowing down. And we've got to search for the truth and stop deferring to the Jewish sentiments. And I don't care what you call them. Call them Jews, call them whatever you want to call them. Stop them. Because they're trying to kill us.
Oh.
And I just won't defer to that kind of politeness when our life and our country is at stake.
Well, Mona, with all due respect to you, it's not politeness. I've done an immense amount of research on it. And the Bible itself in Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, it says, beware of those who pretend to be Jews but are not.
Yes, and I could spend 5 minutes elucidating on that argument.
I'm going to break. I don't have time. There'll be another call for another day, and I welcome you to call back in. I've got other callers on the line. I'm going to have
thank
to go
you.
To them because I've only got 4 minutes. But thank you for the call, Mona. We'll be back in three with Jake and Bill with 4 minutes left. Stick with me. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back. I'm not making nice. Well, maybe I'm making nice, but a lot of my callers aren't. I've got 4 minutes left in this segment and two callers to go, so we're going to get about a minute, maybe a minute and a half apiece. Jake and Bill. Going to Jake first in Louisiana. Go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing, buddy?
Thanks for everything you do.
I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like I've been beat up by 10 big men here, Jake. Go ahead.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with everything Clinton says, but on the subject of Dennis Kucinich, I think we need to be aware that Mr. Kucinich is proposing a handgun ban
right.
in the United States.
Right, yes. Well, and actually, isn't it a complete ban on weapons?
Well, let me read it to you. You can go to his website.
Okay, go ahead.
And at the top of this particular Art News, it says, Kucinich offers comprehensive plan to address violence in America.
Okay.
The level of violence in society constitutes a national emergency, handgun law prepared. Okay, I'm going to drop down to the second to last paragraph because we're running out of time.
Yeah,
here.
We only got about a half a minute.
Right. Kucinich is currently drafting legislation that would ban the purchase, sale, transfer, or possession of handguns by civilians. A gun buyback provision will be included in the bill.
Okay.
So anybody who thinks Kucinich is one of the good guys better think again.
I never said he was a good guy. He is introducing legislation to impeach Cheney. That's okay. Okay.
Well, it might be, but I think we need legislation to impeach everybody.
I agree. We ought to throw them all out.
Not just the one man.
All right.
I think he's disingenuous in that attempt.
All right. All right. Look. I appreciate the call. Another day, longer. I'll give you longer, but right, I've only got a couple minutes left, Jake.
That's great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Bill in Alaska. You're on with Michael.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing, buddy?
Good show.
Thank you.
Hey, let me wrap this thing up by being a peacemaker, okay?
Yes, sir. I need it.
All right. You and Clinton.
Okay.
You're seeing the same issue north to south.
Okay.
I'm seeing it east to west.
Okay.
I think that his message is valid and right. I think your message is valid and right. If you were standing out in your yard and somebody kept throwing rocks at you, you wouldn't stand there and keep batting these rocks down.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what Clinton's saying. How many of these hate laws have they tried to push through now? Two, three, four, five?
Yeah, I don't know, six or seven.
We've got to stop that process. Mm-hmm. And sitting here phoning your congressman each time they do it is a losing battle. And I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think it's AK-47s or calling your congressman. I think that we have to formulate a permanent cure for this, or they're just going to keep barraging us.
Well, you know, that's a good point, Bill. And the thing is that, yes, Ted has been, he's been the leader of the charge for this, and it has been voted down several times.
I agree.
But the ADL just continues to just...
I agree, and the point I guess I'm trying to make is what we've got to do is deal with the ADL and not sit here and start putting Band-Aids
right,
on it.
Right, and if Clinton is on that page, I am right there with him. Okay.
I think he is. I have a problem with the way he presents his views sometimes, but... But essentially, I think you're both right, and I just see it from a slightly different perspective.
Well, you know, today's been a day of venting, and I give Clinton credit for the fact that, you know, he's passionate in what he's talking about.
Absolutely.
Now, he did, and I didn't get into this. He said he went to a conference in Milwaukee, and he was almost arrested by members of the 9/11, or they were called to have him arrested or something. And he mentioned off the air a couple of the guys that are involved, and I know who these guys are. You know, I don't know what the situation was there. Okay.
I don't either, but I wanted to make another quick point if I can, because I know we're up against the clock.
Go ahead. You got about a minute.
Okay. The point is that, you know, I felt the same way about the Kucinich and the gun ban and the impeachment of Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we can expect these people to be any. We've got to learn to use different groups when they agree with us instead of sitting here and chopping us up into little tiny groups. And, you know, and everybody's got to agree with what I agree with.
I couldn't have said it better. Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right. Have a great day, Mike.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Take care.
All right. That ends another episode of The American Awakening. Coming to you from Ryan Rock, Texas. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stadtmiller, and I will see you Monday. Have a good weekend. Was it a full moon tonight? I'm not sure. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Bye.
It's true.